What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I lost my voice, so apologies for sounding like crap. So it's always interesting coming back and recording, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to do all of my normal stuff, man, and greet y'all and all that good stuff. But we're going to keep it rocking and rolling like I ain't never left. Like, I don't be going away and coming back and stuff like that. And I did one a couple weeks ago, whenever I did it, you know what I'm saying? I did a little something. Since this is a topic that I keep seeing that that's becoming a bigger and bigger thing, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about it, especially as someone who went to an HBCU, who was in the Outbound program and visited a lot of HBCUs and researches and, you know, supports HBCUs, you know what I mean? And needs to do a better job of supporting HBCUs. I wanted to talk about this. So this is probably the worst time to record this, but I wanted to do it while it was on my mind. Ed Reed was right and wrong. I know a lot of y'all don't care about HBCUs. Y'all don't know much about them. Y'all do not support them financially, but it's kind of cool to just throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? So Ed Reed is probably more invested at this point in caring about HBCUs or an HBCU than he's ever been before. And more than most people have. Yeah, I gotta take some medicine or whatever. But y'all good. This is electronic. Y'all ain't gotta worry about catching nothing from me. And he was keeping it 1,000. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep it 1,000 a day. So I had to go back because I was like, all right, we know what's going on with Deion. I'm gonna talk a little bit about that. We know what happened with Deion, and we know this was a big announcement and stuff like that. Once I heard about it, I knew it was a big deal. I mean, I can't remember if he's a Hall of Famer or not. He might already be, but definitely a Hall of Fame career, legendary. I don't know about his coaching and if he's able to actually be a head coach and all of that type of stuff or whatever, but it sounded good. You know what I mean? Like, when you're talking about people who play a sport at the highest level, especially African-Americans and them, contributing to these HBCUs. Obviously, you got Eddie George, you got some other guys out there, but it's different when you have a guy who is like Ed Reed, like a Deion Sanders. So with that being said, HBCUs are grossly underfunded. I don't know if anybody knows that. Y'all see what Trump did, President Biden, things that they're trying to get pushed, the money that they're trying to get to these HBCUs. Lack of funding is a big thing. So before I even get to that, let me get back to the other point that I was lost my train of thought on. I saw he went to the University of Miami. Now, for those of you who don't understand the conditions at an HBCU, you've never visited a campus, you've never been there during the summer, you've never cleaned out a building. These historic buildings, yes, a lot of times they are in disarray. You know, they may invest in certain facilities, you know what I mean? The cafeteria, a library, housing, but then some of these other buildings that are a little bit older, that are no longer being used, that, you know, they don't have the resources to support, or they don't have the enrollment to support. Those buildings have been long since dormant. They're on the books. They own them. Obviously, we don't want to lose that ownership. We don't want to sell off that property, but they're of no use. We don't have the staffing to keep these buildings in order. So you have that. I can tell y'all, probably at most HBCUs, if not all, you are going to see similar or the exact same conditions, maybe worse. Deion talked about it, but I think what Deion did, he did it in a much better way. I understand contract negotiations. I know they need the money. They may have to go unpaid. Ed Reed talked about taking money out of his pocket to actually pay for certain things and make sure the kids were able to meet, you know, get together and host something and stuff like that. I get it. And it sounds sad, but that's what has to be done. And obviously, everybody is not in that position. So if you're not talking about these millionaire high-profile coaches, then what do you think the other coaches are doing? And y'all have to keep in mind also, like Deion said, what about all the other programs? Yes, one program can lift up all the programs. This happens at a lot of schools. You can have schools that they Big Ten in football, the SEC in football, and the other programs are not as good. Their basketball team, their whatever other teams they have, tennis, whatever it is, don't get as much spotlight. They're not as good. The track and field, whatever it is not as good. So this can lift up these other things, but the majority is going to that, and rightfully so. I mean, you would think, like, if this is doing that, then it garners that energy and investment, you know what I mean? And as we can continue to grow it, then yes, we can look at some of these other things. So HBCUs are like that. With me actually being on campuses and doing stuff, I've cleaned out buildings. I've been there to see the abandonment. I've been there to see, like, who's responsible, what's going on. Now, for most people who've been there, they went there before, you got plenty of kids that probably complain. We protested at my school or whatever. We literally walked out of class. We did a bunch of stuff because of the conditions. We saw some, I would probably say, terrible conditions, but you know what? And at one point I said, man, I could have stayed home for this. Like, I could have stayed in Little Rock, you know what I'm saying, if I knew I was going to come to a college and deal with this type of stuff. But there's also a level of how you speak to that and understanding of what you're going into that most people don't get. So him, like, his experience being at a high-profile college, he was there, I think, when Ray Lewis was there. Like, they had one of the best college football teams ever and all of this other stuff. It's like night and a horror movie. It's, you know, not even day. Like night and a horror movie to go to an HBCU. I know that sounds bad. And education is very important. And you do have teachers at HBCUs that really care about their students. You do have staff that work at HBCUs that really care about the students. But overall, there are a lot of things that are a problem. And there are multiple reasons for this, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I want y'all to know that, yes, there is trash on the campus. There is trash in the buildings. There are there may be porta potties. The bathrooms may be nasty. There may be elevators that are out. If y'all have never been to an HBCU, everything that he said, he's not lying, but it was unprofessional. It wasn't the way to do it. But he was also right. So he was right and he was wrong. He was right about everything that he was saying. Those things are true. Those things need to be addressed. Now, it's not all on the administration. Y'all have to look at the community that is right by that school and the state. And you have to also look at the Black community as a whole when it comes to these HBCUs and what we do and how we actually care about these HBCUs, which I started off saying, we don't care. Most of y'all don't give a damn about HBCUs. Let's keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of y'all have never been to the campus. You've never supported a game. You've never put any money. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about no hashtags or this or that or whether it's Tuskegee, whatever it is. Y'all don't care. So, yes, it's fucked up, man, and it needs to be improved. So you have to give some credit to the individuals who've been there, who've been trying to improve things, the students who've dealt with the conditions and who've excelled and who've, you know what I mean, been able to perform under those conditions, man, that love and bleed and sweat for those schools, you know what I'm saying, that contribute to those schools. So I think he could have handled that part better. He came back and he apologized, but he was probably shocked at the state of the HBCUs. I'm sure Deion was the same. I'm sure Deion experienced, saw some of these same things, but he went about it more tactfully. forget the cussing and all of that. I get it. And him talking about having to go out there and clean this up, and yes, that's a part of it. If y'all look at black churches, if y'all know about black churches, if y'all have been to black churches, I know everybody ain't, but the community engagement, you know what black churches go do? A lot of times, yes, they get, as they grow, and if they grow, they get contractors and they get different architects and all these different things to build buildings and stuff like that. But before they get that stuff, y'all know who out there cleaning up the grounds? Who's out there putting stuff together? The people who actually volunteer at the church or who are actually employed by the church are the ones who go out there and do their work. I know y'all probably say that's crazy, like, a coach would go do this, a business person wouldn't do this, da, da, da. But it's not the same at HBCUs, unfortunately. You know what I mean? And so I get it, because it's like, if you've been to a black church, you know what black churches have to do to support themselves. If you've been to an HBCU, and we don't even look at it as a bad thing. Like, we don't look at it. I didn't look at it as like it's a building full of trash. And I cleaned out buildings full of trash. You know what I mean? But I used to wonder what those buildings were before, like, what this campus looked like before. You know what I'm saying? I used to just wonder. And it was cool to actually be able to go in and clean those out. And some of them, they're still no longer in use, but they got cleaned out. The power, they turned the power back on. Except where they already had the power running, they might have to go hit the switch outside, something like that. Like, this is a lot of stuff you would think this is not going on at a college campus, but I can guarantee you all that it is. So I wanted to get that out the way. Dion, what he did, so impactful. And even with what happened with Ed Reed, it's like I understand even more why, you know, he did what he did, man, because it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for everyone to go into this. I don't care what you're coaching, what you're doing, if you're staff, if you're, you know what I mean, if you're a student, to go in there and deal with whatever you may have to deal with, you know what I'm saying? And what Dion did may never be done again. And it's going to make people look at that differently when those guys do it, when they bring what they have to a school, because everybody not going to get that Dion package. You ain't going to, I don't care what his blueprint is, you're not going to be able to lay that out and get it the same. Like, you really going to have to go into it damn near like you coach in high school. Think about if you coach in high school, what you would have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about if you was coaching middle school, intramural, whatever it is. Like, it's a college. It should be up to a certain level, but it's not going to be up to that D1 level. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to, that power fight, it's not. That, like, you coming into that should have an understanding. And the schools, I also know, they making work something out, but it's like, whatever they do for the coaches, they're going to be taken away from the school. So if you think those buildings are abandoned now, what's going to happen when they got to pay a high-profile coach? And Dion worked it out. Like I say, Dion probably lost more money. Dion probably lost more money than he made. He probably gave more money than he spent. Being at that college, that's what it's going to take. He probably put more work into it than he should have. And like he said, Ed Reed talked about, hey, this guy came out of here from Louisiana. He's not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. Unfortunately, that's a part of it. That's a part of it. And so I wanted to say that because I don't even think that's clear. Like, there are positives and negatives from what Dion did, and there are going to be positives and negatives for any other individuals who are high profile that decide to do something similarly, and they have this expectation. I can understand the disappointment, but I think there's a much better way to do that. And again, to get over some of those hurdles, you're going to have to work it out. Like, the school is not going to be able to commit certain things. Like, they're just not in a position to do it, bro. And yeah, if you got to open up the books, like, if you, man, people can talk about, all this shit about HBCUs, man. But there have been presidents that have been under investigation. It ain't just HBCUs. But man, this happens. When you look at the endowments of larger colleges and you're talking about corruption, yes, it can happen at this school, just like it can happen at any other school. There shouldn't be more spotlight or more scrutiny or thinking that black people fucking something up. The HBCUs are dropping the ball. We dropped the ball as a community. We collectively dropped the ball when it comes to HBCUs. So that just goes without saying. The alumni has to do better. Like I said, the community has to do better, and the immediate community, and obviously the black community. This, I probably didn't talk too long, but we have to do better. It would be great if he got another opportunity and if he handled some things a little bit differently. I don't know if he's ready or prepared to really do what needs to, like everything, not just on the field, so but off the field. When you're talking about leading men and just leading, turning things around, because it's not just the young men that are looking up to you. It's the women on the campus. It's the staff. It's everybody. You know what I mean? And it's not just at Bethune-Cookman. It's literally the entire HBCU and obviously abroad, outside of that. And so, whether he gets another opportunity or not, I don't know. But he was right. Everything he probably said, and I listened to it, everything he said was probably accurate. But I don't think he should have done it that way. Those are things that you address internally, in-house. And maybe the good side of it is that it gets everybody, like everybody opens their eyes and they say, we have to do something about this. But don't just look at Bethune-Cookman as the example. I promise you, y'all can go down the line of every HBCU and you're going to see similar things. It does not matter how good they've been, who's won the swag, all of that. I can guarantee you it's happening. And it's cyclical. It's going to continue happening, because once the light goes down, the money goes away. When light is up, money stays. And again, people talk about how many times the dollar circulates in the black community before it goes out. So just imagine what's circulating at these HBCUs before that money goes back out. So I encourage everybody to, man, give a damn about HBCUs, not just about Ed Reed. Do something to support HBCUs. I don't care if it's minors. I don't care what it is, small, whether it's on a micro level or macro level. Do something, you know what I mean? And let's keep this story going, but let's not turn the story into some bullshit of where y'all are making up some type of reality that you're revising what you think HBCUs are, or y'all are clueless on what HBCUs are. This is real shit, you know what I mean? And any coach is gonna have to deal with some shit going to an HBCU. I can guarantee some of these smaller colleges that are not HBCUs and in some of these smaller divisions, they probably have their struggles as well, but I can guarantee the money is different. All right, y'all. I'm finna sign off. You know what I mean? This has been fun. I didn't do too bad. It's 20 minutes. Hopefully I was coherent. Hopefully y'all get the point, man. But this is something that, man, it's so funny that it's popular right now, and it's, but I don't like the negative side of it. You know what I mean? I don't like people where they pile on and they shit on HBCUs. Yeah, maybe HBCUs, yes, they deserve to get their shit together for these students. Man, 100,000. I know. But those schools can't do it alone. I know that as well. So if you shit on these schools for the quality of them, shit on yourself for your quality as a person when you know about things that you can change and you can impact yourself. All right, y'all. Till next time. Peace.